guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, the last couple stories I've done have been a little bit longer form, and so I wanted to do something kind of short and fun. And I came across this review for the Birds of Prey. So I watched Suicide Squad movie. It was pretty good. I actually really liked Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. And she did a good job. I think she actually carried the movie. So it centers around Harley, and it's got, you know, five other women, or four or five or six other women in her squad. Each one weighs no more than 120 pounds, including Rosie Perez, who is now, I think, 56. And they're just going around, of course, kicking the tail out of every guy they come across. And as a matter of fact, as much as I looked through the trailers and other information, the only people I could see them fighting were guys. So, you know, they didn't have any bad villains that were female. And of course, the two bad guys in the movie were male. So this has kind of been pushed out as a yay girls kind of movie. And so let's go over this story, because apparently it's falling flat on its face. Because again, Hollywood hasn't learned that you can't, if you're going to make a movie with women heroes, that's fine. But don't make it about them being women heroes. You know, Wonder Woman and all these other action movies like we've talked about before, they do great, but it's not about Wonder Woman as a woman. No, it's just Wonder Woman is doing her thing. And so again, they've pushed this narrative and they didn't learn. They say, this is from Comic Book News, Birds of Prey reactions are in, watch first clips. So I read down through here, and they have all these different clips that you can check out. But once you get down here to the tweets, everybody is just lavishing praise. Now we know how Twitter is, so of course, obviously, I'm going to take this with a very heavy grain of salt. Everyone's saying, "Oh, the style is amazing. It's visually a pleasure, and it's awesome. It's one of the best movies." Blah blah blah. All right, that's what Twitter and Hollywood says about it. What's everybody else say? Exclusive: Birds of Prey, dead in the water. So from the 29th, and all the Twitter fans just glowing over how awesome it was. Here they say it's dead in the water just 2 days later. And here's the other one, is nobody's buying Birds of Prey tickets. So I'm going to read this one first because it's in chronological order. This is by Matt McLoin, L-O-I-N, McLoin. Could DC's woke Birds of Prey movie be DOA before even released and apparently nobody buying tickets? Birds of Prey tickets actually went on sale Wednesday, which saw me scoop up three tickets about an hour after they went on sale for the Thursday night preview. Now, since he works in the industry, I guess that's why he got tickets early. I was expecting the theater to be nearly sold out, as usual, for a Thursday preview night. If I don't get tickets as soon as they go on sale, I'm S out of luck. Well, I actually bought the first three tickets in the movie theater. On our way to the Buffalo Sabres hockey game tonight, I mentioned to my 15-year-old son that I had bought tickets for Birds of Prey next Thursday. He asked me how many, in hopes that I didn't buy him one, as he has no interest in seeing the flick. He really didn't like Suicide Squad, so he isn't too excited about Birds of Prey, though I did tell him the two aren't related, but I did end up getting him a ticket. So tonight, I checked the theater to see how many tickets had been sold, and to my surprise, only two other tickets had been sold. I thought it might have been a fluke. That's why I joked about it on Twitter, see below. So I also checked some other times. A Thursday preview 9 p.m. Showing had no tickets sold. Likewise, the IMAX Thursday previews have sold barely any tickets at all. If any, it seems odd that the few aisle seats have been sold and a few seats up front. The Friday showings are more of the same. And he goes on here to show, here's 7:40 p.m. on, I think this is opening night, and it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe half a dozen tickets. Since I'm not from a big city, I decided to check theaters in New York City and Los Angeles. Whenever I go to New York Comic Con, if I got to see a movie or get an invite to an exclusive, went to see War of the Planet of the Apes with Matt Reeves Q&A courtesy Fox, I go to the Times Square Regal. Only 7 Birds of Prey tickets have been sold. Checking Los Angeles Cinemark hadn't even hit double digits. And this is for like an opening of a DC, you know, so the Batman, the Wonder Woman films, just nothing. I tweeted that maybe fans are on the fence and they're willing, and if they are waiting for the Birds of Prey Rotten Tomatoes scores and reviews to hit it well as word of mouth. But this is a comic book movie we're talking about here and a DC film, yet no one is buying tickets. Regardless of what you think of the movie, it also means females aren't buying the tickets, the woke culture isn't buying tickets, the Harley Quinn fans aren't buying tickets, the Batman fans sure as heck aren't buying tickets, and as mentioned, the comic book movie and DC fans aren't buying tickets. I think the tracking numbers are around 50 mil, which seems really, really high judging by no tickets being sold. Hopefully things aren't as bad with the recent girl team movie Charlie's Angels, which bombed with an $8 million opening. Maybe Warner Brothers should take a page out of Disney's book and buy tickets for themselves. And so he went through, and as we can see here more, he posts, tickets are selling like hotcakes at my local theater 7 p.m. preview, and there are 5 tickets sold. Same thing here, full theater. Not one single ticket showed for a 9 p.m. on opening night. Here he's got 3. Over here, maybe 10. So you can see it's pretty bad. So this got out in the media, and everybody had a stink and wanted to tear him apart for it. And again, he hasn't even seen the movie. He's not tearing down the movie. He's not saying it's bad. He's not saying it's good. He hasn't even seen it yet. He's just noting, like most of these places haven't sold any tickets for it. So here he writes, exclusive Bird of Prey Dead in the Water. Following my articles about Birds of Prey tickets not selling, I've just been contacted by a source in L.A., in Los Angeles, that says the flick is dead in the water. While we simply have to check the online ticketing apps, such as Fandango and Atom, we see that no one's buying tickets. A source close to the movie theater industry in Los Angeles fills me in that there really are no tickets being sold for Bird of Prey. All the local theaters are dead in the water with pre-sale tickets, the insider says, who is connected to one of the largest theater chains in the Los Angeles area. The insider goes on to note that just as I and other fans have done, checking screenings reveals there's literally showings with zero tickets sold. While Atom Tickets and the online shills sites are trying to spin things as if ticket sales are positive, it's being claimed that Birds of Prey is outselling Suicide Squad and Wonder Woman. That is simply not the case, as many people used Atom app when those two movies were released compared to today, so the numbers are obviously skewed in favor of Birds of Prey. Users on social media have also reached out to me with their own screenshots, including from Mexico, where it's not selling tickets. Warner Brothers has been really worried about Birds of Prey not being a success, as they want Margot Robbie and Harley Quinn to be their go-to female superhero, with additional movies supposedly in the pipeline. However, if this fails, which ticket sales are foreshadowing, the woke Harley Quinn could be put to sleep. And he goes ahead and links a bunch more here. So, you know, here's the thing. Like, I liked Margot Robbie in Suicide Squad. I think she did a good job. The whole movie itself had plenty of problems. The story was a little bit too out there. They wasted a lot of characters. There really wasn't a lot of character development other than giving like a 5-minute backstory for Harley. And I think they would have had a better shot here if they did a standalone movie and maybe explored her past and had her do something other than what they did here. This turned out to be throwing her with 4 or 5 no names that, not the actresses per se, although I don't know many of them, but no name heroes, no name anybody's. They're not recognizable people unless you're a serious comic book fan. And it's just yay women type movie again. So here again, we can see that Hollywood still in 2020 has not learned their lesson. They're still going through with this. And what amazes me is the people that get so upset and say that my review, because I'm a male and I'm saying this kind of thing, is that it's just hating on the girls. But that's not the case of it, because if that were the fact, if women were excited about this, you'd be selling tickets. If the woke brigade were excited, you'd be selling tickets. When no one goes, you're not making your movie for anyone but for the Twitter fans to cheer you on and say, yay, great concept, go girl power, but they're not buying any tickets. So you're just throwing money down the drain to push your narrative out, and I don't think it's working. Guys, I'm going to leave it there. If you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, the best way you can support my work is to do 2 things. Comment, like, and share. Of course, that's great for any of my videos. But go back and check out some of my older stuff. You know, I don't think I really have many videos older than 3 months, and none of it's really time sensitive. So go enjoy my other stuff if you like what I do here. If you would like to support me directly, links are below for that as well. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, the wise warrior avoids the battle.